It is now 6:23. Let's go to Sam Trithui from Milford Asset Management. Hello, Sam.
Evening, Andrew. Good, thank you.
All right, now, A2 Milk, it's been a real roller coaster lately, up and down and all over the show, mostly down, but they've had a bit of a comeback recently. I'd love to know what you think about it. Firstly, what's behind the bounce in the share price?
Yes, look, I think a number of Chinese export stocks on the share market have had a bit of a bounce lately, and A2 has led the pack within that. So the stock is up 40% from its lows and 20% this month. What's behind it? Two things. Firstly, peers or similar companies overseas are reporting a return to growth. So overnight we had Danone, which is the largest international player in the Chinese infant formula market, was out with an update that indicated that their business is starting to bounce back a bit. And also Bubs, which is a mini version of A2 across Australia, producing goat milk. They also had a very strong trading update released last week. So that's the first point. The second point really is that investors simply aren't holding much of the stock at the moment generally versus what they were previously or what they could be going forward. And given the underperformance last year of the stock, any sign of improvement, any sign of light, is getting bought quickly by the market, Andrew. So those two factors are very, very supportive currently of the share price.
And when we've talked about A2 Milk before, one of the concepts that I only just learnt by looking at what happened to A2 Milk is that a lot of their exports into China are actually imports done by private citizens. So, you know, people in New Zealand buy the A2 Milk and send it to their family back in China. That's sort of like a secondary export route. Has that come back?
Look, that's what is going on. So you can see a little bit of that recovery in the comments from Danone in particular, that they are starting to see the revival of what is called the Daigou route. So that is Chinese to buy on behalf of. So that has been it was a very, very big part of A2 Milk's business. If you roll back 4 or 5 years ago, it's now less so. And the hope is that they can return that to growth.
Mm. Okay, so is this a bounce or is this something long-term, a actual improvement of market for A2?
I think the first point there is that, look, we haven't seen anything concrete yet from the company. We haven't seen any hard evidence that there is a turnaround in performance. Having followed this industry for a fair while now, many years, I think it's always evidence that there can be huge variations in performance among the players. So in the past 12 months, we've seen domestic Chinese brands take big market share at the expense of some, but not all of the international brands, and that COVID as well has really changed the market in terms of the competition and the cost of doing business. So I think investors are still questioning those two points, and the first chance A2 really has to provide anything concrete and address those issues is at an investor day it's holding next week.
Yeah, exactly. This upcoming investor day, what do you think the company really needs to do on that day, just to keep the confidence growing?
I think the number one issue is that investors will be looking for is that the brand, the A2 product, still is highly desirable to the Chinese mothers. That is really the key issue in terms of returning to growth. And on top of that, then the second issue is what is the cost of doing business? Are they going to be able to compete with the large offshore players, the domestic Chinese brands and the international players? Last time we spoke to management, they had a loose plan formulating in the background. They were used to share that with investors, and that investor day coming up next week is the opportunity to do so.
Very good stuff. Sam Trithui from Milford Asset Management, I thank you for your time. It is now 6:27 to the text 9292. Wouldn't it be